local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number three. Happy Wednesday. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. A very heated debate last hour about what the nickname should be for the Soundside High School in Midway. or even if it should be called Soundside High School. I realize there's nothing that I can do about it, but I feel like a missed opportunity to go with Bayside because the school is near East Bay, and it's not Sound. But I digress. But I think we have settled on Soundside Seals as a good name, especially a natural rivalry with the Gulf Breeze Dolphins. So, you know, if that gets into the right ears, who knows? I hope that Austin and I get a future royalty cut of any merchandise that is sold if it is, in fact, the Seals.
We won't.
We will not hold out hope for that. With that said, welcome into the program. And if you've missed anything from the first 2 hours or just have no idea, you just got in your car and you're like, hey, what in the world's going on today? Well, good news. That's what we're here for. Full rundown of everything happening here over the next 48 minutes, starting off with our top three stories today. Number one, the Biden administration is putting the Yemen-based Houthi rebels back on its list of terror organizations.
These attacks are a clear example of terrorism, violation of international law, and a major threat to innocent lives and to global commerce.
And this after the recent airstrikes against commercial ships in the Red Sea, which the U.S. retaliated to last week by launching airstrikes on Houthi facilities in Yemen. The Biden administration in 2021 took the Houthis off of the terror organization list as an effort to improve relations with Yemen. The clock is ticking on a warning from the Biden administration to Texas as federal agents are still not allowed into Shelby Park in Eagle Pass. And if that is the case by the end of the day, the feds say they will pursue any options available. Congresswoman Veronica Escobar not happy about what's been happening.
It's very important that Greg Abbott and his actions, that he not be let off the hook.
So the Texas Democrat is furious that state guardsmen are being used to block illegal immigrants from claiming asylum. Well, Governor Abbott ordered federal agents banned from the park last week, saying that the White House has allowed cartels unfettered access to the property. And in Maine, a judge is deferring the decision on whether or not former President Trump should be allowed on the state's ballot. Of course, it was last month where the Secretary of State disqualified Trump under the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. The ruling issued by the judge, though, says a decision should be on hold until the U.S. Supreme Court decides the Colorado case, or arguments rather, in that Colorado case will be heard on February 8th. That's a look at our top three stories today. 6:15, Austin has an update on the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we had a couple of incidents throughout the evening, but nothing too severe. And it seems like it has all smoothened out by now. So, I mean, Gulf Breeze Parkway is looking good. Caroline Street over in Payson Milton's looking good. And Pensacola itself looking all right for the most part. So if you're dealing with congestion wherever you may be, it hopefully should not hold you up too long.
All right. Thank you very much, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Freezing cold weather again for the overnight hours with lows near 30. Some of the inland areas will be down in the mid-20s. Clear skies tonight, and we've got a warmer day tomorrow with a high of about 60 degrees. Clouds will start to move back into the skies, though, and we do have a little bit of a chance for rain late in the day and into Thursday night. And then we've got another cold blast ahead for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now we are sitting at 38 degrees with mostly clear skies down to 34 overnight tonight. Big warm-up, 62 degrees. Austin has already promised that he will be working tomorrow in his Speedo.
No, actually, I never said anything like that. But Joe made that joke in the last hour. So if you want the truth, America, go to our podcast page at newsradio923.com.
I did just see, and thank you, Texter, for clarifying the school is actually going to be closer to the Sound than East Bay. So I stand corrected on that one.
Yeah.
I would also like to point out that our suggestion of seals has not been taken to heart because there's already a voting going on for the mascot, and it is between Bears and Hurricanes. So
really?
I have put in a vote for Bears.
Yeah, we did have a caller actually right before we got underway here in the 6 o'clock hour. We did have a caller say, like, Bears makes more sense to me.
Yes.
Bears, as I said, there's not any schools around here named Bears, so that's like original, you know?
It's original, and there is the local connection because, of course, right. The amount of Bears that will just go through neighborhoods down there. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Hurricanes, I mean, you know, that one makes sense too, because first of all, you see when high schools, they seek inspiration from other, like, sports teams and all that. So it's like, okay, Hurricanes, unfortunately a thing in this state. It's like Miami Hurricanes, I see what you're doing there, but yeah.
Yeah, so I have voted for Bears, so that is officially on the record there.
We just wasted a lot of time, though, daydreaming the past couple hours
about
the Seals.
Yes, well, you know, it's fine. It's good. We got interaction. We had some great suggestions from the listeners, mm-hmm. which, you know, were discarded by the school district, unfortunately. Local headlines today. State Representative Michelle Salzman is renewing calls to establish term limits for county commissioners. During Jeff Bragosch's Coffee with the Commissioner today, Salzman says her bill seeks to put 12-year term limits non-retroactively.
Term limits are necessary for all constitutional officers. We're just chipping at it one at a time.
Got
so I, if I had a crystal ball, I would say in 4 years, every constitutional officer in the state of Florida will be under term limits.
Yeah, and her bill has currently not been reviewed by a committee, but the companion bill in the Senate has passed the Ethics and Elections Committee and now heads to Community Affairs. Also, a bench trial has been scheduled to decide the ongoing 2-year-long dispute between Escambia County Commissioners and the Clerk of Court, Pam Childers. The PNJ says that the trial will be next month, February 26th through the 28th, and since January of 2022, Childers has withheld making payments to retirement accounts belonging to Commissioner Stephen Barry, Lumen May, and Robert Bender, arguing the payments amount to an illegal pay raise of over 58%. The county filed a lawsuit that same month back in 2022, and since then the case has been in a holding pattern, no resolution, but that will happen next month. So there's that. Keith Leonard, now the new permanent superintendent for the Escambia School District.
So let me say thank you to the school board. Let me say thank you to my friends that I work with day in and day out. And our trajectory is going to go as far as we will let it. Nobody else is going to control it.
Leonard has been serving as the interim superintendent since last May. During last night's school board meeting, the board reviewed Leonard's performance, then unanimously voted to name him the new district superintendent. Community support, obviously, for Keith Leonard, that's important as well. And there were 9 public speakers, and every single one of them showed unanimous support. So that's good news, and it allows the Escambia School District to move forward after a tumultuous last year. Another decision from the Pensacola City Council last night, meeting as the CRA, as there's been a lot made of the Malcolm Young Gym and then the Cobb Center. The city had got initial structural reports on both facilities. And, of course, the Malcolm Young Gym has been deemed unsafe. It's been closed down now for several months. The Cobb Center appears to be, yes, some structural damage, but much better shape when it comes to the possibility of just repairing that versus tearing it down and starting over. But the CRA did vote yesterday to move forward with demolishing the Malcolm Young Gym.
I do know that if we were to move forward with demolition, that's not saying there still has to be a decision made on what goes there.
Correct.
So that is another conversation for another day.
And that's Jaron Moore, CRA board member. During discussion, several board members did discuss keeping the land in the Parks and Rec Department and potentially building a new gym there rather than using that spot as affordable housing opportunity there. 6:20, we will take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
It's a new year, and that means new savings on your next Volkswagen from Pete Moore Imports. Remember 0% financing? Well, it's returned to Pete Moore Imports and is now available on all 2023 Volkswagen Tiguan and Taos crossover models. In addition to 0% financing, Pete Moore Imports is discounting those models like the 2023 Taos SE now from $31,245 and the 2023 Tiguan SE R-Line now from $34,791. Both discounted models offer 0% financing for 60 months. And with the new year comes the 2024 Atlas SE, now from $38,696, and the 2024 Atlas Cross Sport SE from $37,361. Start saving this month at Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Plus take delivery by February 29, 2024. For details.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Can I say one more thing on this whole Soundside High School before we just not talk about this ever again, at least until... The nickname is announced, because it's between Hurricanes and Bears, right?
Yes, that's what you said.
Yes. So I have voted for the Bears, and it just came to me in the break that it has to be the Bears.
Why has it to be?
Two reasons. Number one, obviously there's a lot of Bears that go through neighborhoods in these particular neighborhoods down there.
Right.
So there's obviously the local tie. It's also known further eastward, and you know the stretch between where this high school is going to be in Navarre, as Midway.
Okay.
The Chicago Bears' nickname is Monsters of the Midway.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
So there you go.
I think it would have been cooler though, because they said one of the candidates for the name before they decided on Soundside was Midway, correct?
The high school, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it would have been cool if they were the Midway Bears.
Well, I don't think that changes. You go with the Bears, and then your nickname is Monsters of the Midway, just like the Chicago Bears.
That would be cool. But
now I don't know if you run into if you get a call up the Chicago Bears and get permission or not. You probably can't print that on T-shirts.
I was about to say, if you use it as
around
like merch,
here,
yeah.
around here. Yeah, they're the monsters of the Midway. Yeah, just like the 3 Mile Bridge, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So there it is. I have solved it. And hopefully everybody listening will put in their votes for Bears, and then we can all move forward. All right. I have said my piece. I have thought through this way more than I thought that I would. But I feel like I have done a service to the fine residents of Santa Rosa County, especially on the south end.
Yes, you've done a fine service to the name that's about to be decided without your input. Yes, thank you for your service.
Well, no, I did give my input. I voted.
Okay. Anyway, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by no one. I don't have an update to do. See, you threw me off. I thought I had a promo ready, and I didn't. No, we don't need a promo. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, luckily I can keep it brief. There's not a lot to report on. Pensacola and Gulf Breeze Parkway, Caroline Street, they're all looking pretty smooth sailing right now. So if you're dealing with issues, they shouldn't hold you up too long.
Freezing cold weather again for the overnight hours with lows near 30. Some of the inland areas will be down in the mid-20s. Clear skies tonight, and we've got a warmer day tomorrow with a high of about 60 degrees. Clouds will start to move back into the skies, though, and we do have a little bit of a chance for rain late in the day and into Thursday night. And then we've got another cold blast ahead for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. It is right now 37 degrees. Overnight low tonight will be 34. State headlines today. Lawmakers are expected to fast-track a bill that would ban children from using social media. A state House committee is expected to vote on the measure sometime today. We haven't gotten word on that. Potentially sending it to the full House floor, the proposal would prevent kids from making social media accounts until they're 16, and it would also delete existing profiles that fall under the restricted age groups.
And the Florida House Constitutional Rights Committee today approved a proposed bill that would prevent local governments, schools, and local government schools and colleges from flying flags that make political statements. Those from the LGBTQ community opposed the bill for silencing their freedom of expression through the pride flag.
Some audio from the bill sponsor.
I don't want the Hamas flag flying in this room. I don't want the Black Lives Matter flag flying in this room. And I don't want the Trump for President flag flying in this room. Those aren't appropriate.
All right.
At least he's fair.
State Board of Education is discussing the new law banning DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, during their first meeting of the year.
We will no longer allow state or federal funds to be used to administer programs or activities that classify people by race or sex, or that treats people differently according to their race or sex.
And that is Manny Diaz, the state education commissioner there. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the DEI law last year and said students should learn the truth instead of being radicalized by woke ideology. 6:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up. We're back with a recap of our top three stories, national headlines, and a look at what's happening in the sports world. That's all coming up. Plenty more on hour number three of the Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden meets with leading lawmakers today about his multi-billion dollar national security supplemental bill, which would send military aid to Israel and Ukraine. There's also talk about more funding for the southern border, House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We understand that all these things are important, but we must insist that the border be the top priority.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a deal is possible.
The president himself said over and over again that he is willing to make to move forward on border.
But the clock is ticking on a possible government shutdown. Iowa's attorney general is suing the company that owns the social media app TikTok.
Attorney General Brenna Byrd, in a lawsuit filed in state court in Des Moines, accuses the company of lying about the prevalence of videos about drugs, nudity, alcohol, and profanity on the platform.
That's Fox's Jack Callahan reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, the Federal Aviation Administration says that it's widening its probe into Boeing's quality control practices. In a statement earlier, the FAA said that it's now looking at Spirit AeroSystems, who's a contractor that built the 737 MAX 9's fuselage. Investigators are looking at how a door plug blew off a plane during an Alaska Airlines flight nearly 2 weeks ago. Now, Boeing said earlier this week that they'll improve their transparency and will allow airlines into their factories. Now, meanwhile, Alaska Airlines CEO says that their fleet of 737 MAX 9s will be grounded indefinitely. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower today as investors remained concerned about the outlook for interest rates, and also as investors took in some economic data from the U.S. and overseas, in particular Chinese GDP figures. China's economic growth missing expectations in the fourth quarter. GDP seeing 5.2% growth in the fourth quarter. That was higher than the third quarter, but missed economists' expectations of 5.3%. And that is Your Money Now.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
I'm Annie Lawrence with the CBS Sports Minute. When a reporter asked Todd Bowles if he was concerned about the weather in Detroit for the Bucks divisional game against the Lions, his face barely changed expressions. With a half smile, he pointed out the Lions play in a dome, so no, he's not concerned about the cold. He could have embarrassed the reporter. He could have been sarcastic or snarky or just rude, and he wasn't. He answered straight up, calmly correcting the reporter and moving on. Thank you, Todd Bowles. I'm Annie Lawrence.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked a lot about what's going on in Tallahassee, a couple of interesting bills, like the bill to put warning labels on AI-generated political ads. Talked a lot about term limits for county commissioners, a bill that is being run for an 8-year limit by statute rather than by referendum. Had a big conversation about the pros and cons of term limits. That was in the 6 o'clock hour. And, of course, talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves about Baptist Hospital Project and several other things. You can find all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. You wanna do things, good things,
well, yeah. Talking about cash, money. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, there does not appear to be much to report on. Pensacola, for the most part, is looking fine. Same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway and Caroline Street over in Payson Milton. So if you're dealing with some congestion wherever you may be, it hopefully should not hold you up for too long.
Freezing cold weather again for the overnight hours with lows near 30. Some of the inland areas will be down in the mid-20s. Clear skies tonight, and we've got a warmer day tomorrow with a high of about 60 degrees. Clouds will start to move back into the skies, though, and we do have a little bit of a chance for rain late in the day and into Thursday night. And then we've got another cold blast ahead for the weekend. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. It's 37 degrees, not getting too much cooler overnight tonight, 34 for a low. Big warm-up tomorrow, mid-60s, with mostly sunny skies early, chance of showers through the overnight hours tomorrow night, 47 for a low. Sunny and 55 on Friday, then the Arctic blast returns, overnight low Friday night's 25, and then mid-40s Saturday and Sunday. National headlines, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Top three stories, just a recap if you're just joining us. The Biden administration back in 2021 took the Houthi rebels off of its terror list in an effort to try to improve relations with Yemen. Well, today they're back on because of the airstrikes against commercial ships in the Red Sea. The federal agents and the state of Texas continuing to bicker about access to Shelby Park in Eagle Pass, Texas. Governor Abbott says federal agents are banned from the park. He did that last week. And the federal government says that they have until the end of the day today to let the federal agents in, or they will pursue any options available. Not sure what that means, but I guess we'll all find out tomorrow because Governor Abbott is not backing down. And a Maine judge is deferring a decision on whether or not former President Trump should be allowed on the state's ballot. The Secretary of State last month disqualified Trump under the 14th Amendment's Insurrection Clause. The ruling by the judge, though, says the decision should be on hold until the Supreme Court rules on a similar case from Colorado. Arguments will start there on February 8th. As far as our national headlines, a continuation of our top three stories, writer E. Jean Carroll took the stand today in the defamation damages trial against Donald Trump. Of course, you may recall last year, a jury found the former president liable for sexually abusing and defaming Carroll, and she was awarded $5 million in damages. The second trial involves public comments that Trump made about Carroll while he was president and after last year's verdict.
And the federal special counsel in charge of the Hunter Biden case is slamming the president's son for concocting, quote, fiction designed for a Hollywood script. Hunter Biden claimed that he was only indicted on gun charges because of right-wing bias. Federal special counsel David Weiss released a photo of the revolver that Biden's accused of illegally buying and added that cocaine residue was found on his gun pouch. Ouch.
Yeah. Attorneys for Brian Koberger want the judge to unseal their arguments, asking him to dismiss the charges. Koberger is accused of fatally stabbing four University of Idaho students in 2022. His attorneys previously made two attempts to get the indictment against him dropped, and both of those motions were denied.
And House Republicans are demanding a written testimony from the Homeland Security Secretary as part of impeachment proceedings, backtracking on plans to have him publicly speak. The newest letter comes as Alejandro Mayorkas' office said he wouldn't be able to meet the committee chair Mark Green's demand for testimony because he would be hosting a delegation from Mexico to talk about immigration issues.
641 here at News Radio 92.3. Sports news. So we got a couple of televised NBA games. The Bucks and Cavs just tipped off here a couple minutes ago. Mavericks-Lakers, that'll be on national TV, 7:30 on ABC. Luka versus LeBron there.
Mm-hmm.
We started probably at intermission, I would assume, or into the second period between the Red Wings and the Panthers. That started at 6 o'clock. That's on TNT. And
I can get you scores on these, by the way. Yeah, I was just looking at the men's basketball scores. Red Wings and Panthers, they are, about 3 minutes left in the first period. They are tied at zero.
Yeah.
We got not a snooze fest for now, but if it's that close towards the end of the game, it should be getting pretty good.
Yeah.
And then college men's basketball, we have a few games televised tonight. Number 18, Creighton takes on number 1, UConn. That's on FS1. That tipped off at 6 o'clock. UConn currently has the lead 29-21 with 3 minutes left in the first half. The other one that tipped off at 6 was Mississippi State at number 8, Kentucky. You can find that game on ESPN2. Looking at the score here, Kentucky is running away with it. With 4 minutes left until halftime, Kentucky is up 40-24. Other games on tonight after that. At 8 o'clock, number 25, Texas Tech battles number 5, Houston on ESPNU. And then lastly, it's number 12, Arizona versus USC at 9 on ESPN.
Hmm.
I wanted to get that stuff out of the way. I don't mean like it's not important, but you know, it's not as big talking points as some of the stuff going on in the NFL today. We've got some more coaching news in the NFL. The Falcons reportedly being the latest to interview Jim Harbaugh for their head coach opening. This news comes just after they interviewed Bill Belichick for the same job. So they're firing on all cylinders, trying to get, someone to get the bitter taste that Arthur Smith left in Atlanta's mouth. They're trying to get someone good to succeed him there. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh head coach Mike Tomlin confirmed to be riding with the Steelers next season. That is not a surprise to me or probably any other Steelers fan in America, even to the slightest degree. But while that news could be good, depending on how you look at it, we have some strange, I'm not going to say bad, we have some strange news here.
Oh, I would say it's bad.
Well, it's bad if it's true, and it would be worse if something worse happened. But since we don't know the story, I'm just going to say it's odd. There have been multiple questions arising around Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay, as TMZ cites Carmel police documents in its report that claims he was found unresponsive sometime last month. The documents allege that Irsay was given Narcan at the scene, that's medicine used for reversing opioid overdoses, and classified the incident as an overdose. The Colts have been reserved in their comments on both the report and Irsay's health, simply stating that he's being treated for a severe respiratory illness. Not saying he's not. Not saying that he doesn't have an illness that he's receiving treatment for, but this definitely sounds like the refusal to comment further definitely. While it is private information, it comes off as this is a PR crisis. We're just going to try to ignore it and hope it goes away. Hope that whatever Irsay is dealing with just kind of gets handled. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I also just see this. So South Alabama, a couple of days ago, we were talking about how the coach, his name escapes me, but he was
Kane Womack?
Yes.
Head coach?
He was being considered to be a coordinator at Alabama, I think was the word there. Pete Thamel, ESPN's Pete Thamel, reporting that South Alabama is finalizing a deal to make Major Applewhite the school's new head coach. Applewhite has been the offensive coordinator there for the last three seasons previously at Alabama and Texas. I remember when he was the quarterback of Texas. That's how old I am.
So he's going to be South Alabama's new head coach.
Yes.
So Kane is taking the coordinator job?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. I mean, he's a good grab. They what? I mean, not this last season. I think this last season they won like what, 7-8 games, but the year before they won 10. So he actually had South Alabama looking the best we've really seen them look.
Yeah.
So good grab there for the Tide.
6:45, another update on the roads and weather. Yes or no question, anything else going on right now?
I was about to say, there's nothing going on.
All right, very good.
It's going to be another cold one overnight with lows near 30 degrees, inland areas down in the mid-20s. Clear tonight. We'll start to see some more clouds tomorrow. It will be warmer tomorrow with a high of about 60. Late in the day and into Thursday night, there's a little chance for a bit of rain, but rain chances are low. And I'll tell you what, this weekend, another monster cold blast headed this way with freezing temps. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It's 37 degrees now. Overnight low tonight's going to be 34. 6:46, health, business, and science notes today. Consumers are about to save at the bank, although I'm a little skeptical on that. The Biden administration and the CFPB unveiled new regulations for overdraft fees that are expected to go into effect in 2025. This is the part that I question. Banks will now have to choose between offering overdraft loans for profit.
Right.
All right. We heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Or a courtesy service.
Yes.
So you're telling me that a bank can choose whether, out of the goodness of their heart, when somebody overdrafts, they can just choose as a courtesy to offer the loans for courtesy or for profit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the bank's going to choose?
Whatever's best for the bank, of course, with those you talked about interest, right, on those loans.
Yes, there are typically interest when it comes to loans. So,
well, if I know anything about banks, they care about the people. They don't care about the money that they have. Come on.
All right. That's why their house is bigger than yours. so banks will have to choose that. Now, they say that the fees would drop by over 50%, but again, listen. The banks are going to do whatever they can to make money.
Mm.
Listen to Uncle Joe on that.
And so, that's not the way. And that's not a cynical way to think. That's not a pessimistic way to think. That's just the way business is.
Yeah. Anything else going on?
It's been a week since the opening of OpenAI's GPT store, and already users are breaking the rules and creating quote unquote companions. A search for girlfriend on the new GPT store will populate the site's results bar with at least 8 girlfriend AI chatbots. The company bans apps dedicated to fostering romantic companionship. In the U.S., 7 of the 30 AI chatbot apps downloaded last year from the Apple or Google store were related to AI friends, girlfriends, or companions, according to data.ai. We discussed this in hour one. I just feel like that's really sad more than anything else. A lot of people would be like, oh, that's creepy, and it is. Especially if you're using it for more lustful purposes. But if you're just like looking for friends or romance or companions, I just feel like that's a bummer.
Yeah.
you act.
I don't know what to do with that. I don't know.
You mean like you don't know what to do with it conversationally, or you don't know what to do with the information?
I don't know what to do with the information. I mean, because I guess the AI chatbot with the girlfriends, I mean, you're wanting the sexually explicit conversations.
I would assume in a lot of those instances, yes.
So, yeah, how do you regulate that, you know?
Well, and that's the thing. That's why they typically ban it, because it's probably like, okay, we're not here to be your sexual endeavor, all right?
Yeah.
Like, don't use us for that's a pretty degenerate reason to use
right.
it.
Right. All right, 6:50, we'll take a break there, get some lighter stuff, pop culture, wacky stories, and good news when we finish off hour number 3 of Pensacola right now.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When Freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit early to this last traffic and weather update, but that's okay. There's not a lot to report on. Looking at Pensacola and the surrounding areas, everything is looking smooth sailing for the most part. Same can be said about Gulf Breeze Parkway, Caroline Street over in the Pace Milton areas. So if you are dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up too long.
It's going to be another cold one overnight with lows near 30 degrees, inland areas down in the mid-20s. Clear tonight. We'll start to see some more clouds tomorrow. It will be warmer tomorrow with a high of about 60. Late in the day and into Thursday night, there's a little chance for a bit of rain, but rain chances are low. And I'll tell you what, this weekend, another monster cold blast headed this way with freezing temps. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Awfully swell. 37 degrees currently, 34 overnight tonight. Big warm-up, 62 tomorrow. Timing out the next round of Arctic Blast. That's going to be coming through Friday night. So we'll have overnight temperatures on Friday night in the mid-20s, and then highs over the weekend will be in the mid-40s. Prepare yourselves accordingly. Austin, what is going on in Wacky Stories today?
Well, we... We've had a lot of McDonald's talk so far this evening, and it starts with a homeless man in Hillsborough County, Florida. He's being accused of shooting someone with a BB gun following an argument at a McDonald's. Police say the suspect was originally warned about trespassing at the restaurant yesterday. He reportedly returned that same night and shot someone before riding away on a bicycle. Investigators say that the incident stemmed from an argument over a phone charger, which is something, Joe, that you don't agree with, but you can see the reason in.
Yes. No, I don't think you should shoot anybody with a BB gun, but I understand that sometimes very hot commodities are those cell phone chargers. And so, you know, it's understandable why there would be a spat about that. We do have a massive scandal in the world of world records.
Okay.
So we talked about this back in October when we thought was the world's oldest dog passed away. His name was Bobby. He was in Portugal, over 30 years old. Supposedly he died at the age of 31. But Bobby's legacy might forever be tarnished. As Guinness has announced, the record is now under review. So the type of dog breed that this particular pup is typically last 12 to 14 years. So 31 is obviously more than twice that, and that would raise some eyebrows. And also, there are a lot of investigative journalists on social media, and people have said that photos taken of him in 1999 show a dog with slightly different colored paws. So
yeah, I think this needs to be a lesson to people. Don't, like, assuming this is fake, don't fake your way to a world record, because we see this a lot in, like, video games, like speed running and stuff. I've watched some documentaries on that. They will catch you.
The internet, in the words of LeVar Ball, is undefeated, never lost.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like that's the problem. There are people who scrutinize every single detail. They will not miss it. So when you have people who cheat on, like, speed runs or whatever in video games, someone will see some, you just hit something pixel perfect, and they'll catch it, and they'll say, hey, what's up with that? What's that about? Look into that. And next thing you know, oh, they have to confess, yes, I cheated, sorry. And that's the thing with here. This is another world record, and people are looking at 25-year-old photos saying, whoa, these slight color changes don't add up. You just can't lie your way through that. Looking at some good news here, back to the McDonald's theme. An 84-year-old woman near Pittsburgh named Dot Sharp finally retired after working at McDonald's for 45 years. She remembers when they started serving Happy Meals in 1979, McNuggets a year later, and even the McPizza in 1986.
Yeah, I would like it if the McPizza came back for a brief run. I never had one of those.
Yeah, me neither, obviously. She's been working the drive-thru for the past 9 years, and customers love her to death, so she will be missed.
Yes, that's absolutely sweet. Another McDonald's story, Jason Kelce. We talked about him yesterday. If he is set to retire, he's getting his post-NFL life off to a strong start. This morning, he turned up at his local McDonald's in Pennsylvania to surprise a fan and employee with a signed jersey. The employee, Danielle Bonham, posted a picture with the jersey and Kelce in the background in his truck, smiling. Kelce signed it and inscribed it to Danielle, "Go Birds, thank you." So going on his farewell tour, it would appear.
Yeah, he seems to be a pretty humble guy. I'm happy for him. And snowboarders in Utah saved a guy who got caught in an avalanche and buried under 3 feet of snow. It's actually the second avalanche he survived just in the past 2 years. He says this one was a lot scarier than the first, and the near-death experience changed his perspective on life.
I would think so.
Yes. Going forward, he plans to spend a lot more time helping other people. It's the least you could do, sir. I got to tell you. Wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, good show today. Appreciate all the interaction, especially as we got to the bottom of the Soundside High nickname.
Yes.
Soundside Bears.
Bears, Seals, Monsters of Midway. Yeah, what do you
Well, that's what I'm hoping for the Bears, because that's what it's between, the Bears and the Hurricanes.
I like your idea.
I like it. Yeah, me too. All right, well, that'll do it for us here on a Wednesday. Same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll talk to you then.